This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Her mother played clarinet, so not a surprise that Mimi Stillman took an interest in music at an early age. At five, her mom gave her a recorder and began teaching her to read music. And then she fell in love with the sound of flute and started playing at the tender age of six. What may be a surprise is that Mimi Stillman then became a bit of a child prodigy. At age 12, she was the youngest wind player accepted to the prestigious Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. Decades later, she is considered one of the most celebrated flutists in the world. Mimi joins us now to talk about her new album called American Canvas, and she's got an upcoming performance with the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, also artistic director for Dolce Suono, the Dolce Suono Ensemble, Mimi Stillman. Welcome to State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Frank. It's such a pleasure to be here with you.
Tell us the story, because the Curtis Institute, anybody who knows about that knows that's the music institute.
Yes, I was so fortunate to go there, and I was not planning to go to conservatory when I was 12, but it was really through a chance meeting with legendary flutist Julius Baker that made that happen. In fact, as a young music student, my mother had brought home a recording of his playing. I must have been 8 or 9 years old. And I fell in love with his sound and told everyone I wanted to sound like Julius Baker. And then I happened to meet him when the National Flute Association came to my native Boston when I was 11. And he asked me out of the blue to perform at a demonstration he was doing for Yamaha. And then I started studying with him, and he suggested I apply to Curtis.
How did he know about you? Had he heard what you were doing, or why did he want you to do that?
He was definitely a bit spontaneous. So he met me right before he was about to do this demonstration and asked me if I know any Mozart. So I said, yes, I know the Mozart Concerto in G, and he asked me to perform it right then and there.
Wow. And you said something that may have gone over our heads for just a minute, or may have gone unnoticed, but when you said, I wanted to sound like that, at 8 years old, I could identify the flute and maybe say, yes, that's not the trombone. Okay, I could do that, but what I couldn't do is distinguish between various sounds that a good flutist was able to get from the instrument you could.
Well, one thing that's really characteristic of Julius Baker's playing is his use of tone color and great variety for the expression of every piece of music. And I think that's what definitely attracted me, perhaps even before I had the vocabulary to discuss
it. You knew about that and you could hear it. Well, I wonder if I could ask you to play some music for us now.
I'd be happy to, yes.
What is it? This is the Bach?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the Corrente from Partita in A minor for solo flute, I believe. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Mimi Stillman performing Bach's Corrente from Partita in A Minor for solo flute. You can see her live Sunday afternoon at the Carolina Theater in Durham. She will be the soloist with the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle as they perform A Touch of French Elegance. Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
That was great. You had an amazing solo career. You still do, but you also formed an ensemble, Dolce Suono Ensemble. Tell us about that.
Yes, I founded a Dolce Suono Ensemble in 2005 in Philadelphia, which is my home. Mm. And it was really to make chamber music with my friends. Many of us are Curtis Institute of Music graduates, and to play for the audience of the Philadelphia area that I grew up playing for since I first came to Curtis when I was 12. And it completely blossomed from there. And I absolutely love being able to come up with projects and artistic vision and carry them out. I also did, after Curtis, a master's and PhD, ABD. There's a rather large paper I haven't written in history at the University of Pennsylvania. And so I like to come up with projects that contextualize music in a broader cultural context or connect to other art forms. And we've just given our 53rd world premiere in 13 seasons. So it's very rewarding to do it.
Well, tell me about that paper, because that's an insight into sort of your concept of music and how you think about music when you're not playing.
Yes. Well, I wrote my master's thesis on the influence of Asian music on Claude Debussy. Debussy and fin de siècle France and music. French music has been one of my major interests. In fact, we just finished our Claude Debussy Centennial Festival, marking the centennial of the composer's death 100 years ago, and also did a 150th birthday celebration of Debussy. I look for any excuse, not really, to play as much of his music as possible. Yeah. But that's just one way in which we contextualize the music.
Well, we have a piece of Debussy to play now, right? And we're going to play this. This is you're going to play this live for us, right?
Yes.
This is a syrinx for solo flute.
It is, and it's a solo flute masterpiece, just as the Bach is actually in my repertoire for unaccompanied flute with no keyboard, no orchestra, no other people. But what was extra fun about the syrinx is I had a project called Syrinx Journey, which I did throughout the 150th birthday year of Debussy a few years ago. Yeah. And I performed this every day and recorded a video of it and wrote commentary on my blog. So it was a personal tribute to the composer, and there were 366 syrinx performances I did, which you can still check out on my website.
What should we know about this piece before we hear it?
Yes, it was written as incidental music to a play by Debussy's friend Gabriel Mouret. And it was for the death scene of Pan. So it tells the story of the Greek myth of Pan and Syrinx.
Can we hear it now?
Yes. Thank you.
Claude Debussy's Syrinx for Solo Flute, performed by Mimi Stillman, a soloist for the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, Sunday afternoon when they perform at the Carolina Theater in Durham. Another beautiful piece.
Thank you.
I want to talk about your latest album now, called American Canvas, that features a trio from Dolce Suono Ensemble, and you commissioned Pulitzer Prize-winning American composer Jennifer Higdon to create music for the album, right?
Yes, thank you. We were so excited by this. This is my Dolce Suono trio of flute, cello, and piano, which grew out of my duo collaboration with pianist Charles Abramovic. We've been together as a duo for about 16 years, and then a trio for a large part of that. And this album brings together four premieres, recordings, including three of our commissions, and two Pulitzer Prize winners who also happen to be women, Jennifer Higdon and Shulamit Ron, also Joe Tien, nominated for a Grammy this year, and Andrea Clearfield, Pew Fellow, among other honors. And they just wrote really colorful and evocative works for this combination.
And they featuring, or in a sense artistically profiling, various artists. Right, talk about that. The artist groups. We're going to play a section of Pollock, but he was only one of the artists who's.
Yeah. So for Jennifer Higdon's work, it's in three movements, and in talking with her, we discussed her love for visual art, and that formed the inspiration for this piece. So each movement is dedicated to, or let's say, evokes the artwork of an American painter that she loves. And so there's Georgia O'Keeffe, and Jackson Pollock, and Andrew Wyeth. And we performed at the Brandywine River Museum in Chadsford, Pennsylvania, for a centennial of Wyeth, which was an interesting connection with the artist there. But in Pollock, I think you might hear, if you have his work in mind, a lot of the almost pointillistic or lots of dots, lots of notes that we play all layered together within this movement.
I'm talking to Mimi Stillman today on The State of Things. We will play a piece of that. I want to get a couple of pieces on, so if you don't mind, we'll play a little bit of this, Jennifer Higdon's Pollock from Dolce Suono Trio album American Canvas. Jennifer Higdon's Pollock from the Dolce Suono Trio album American Canvas. I am here with flutist Mimi Stillman, who will be on stage at the Carolina Theater in Durham Sunday afternoon. And we have a little bit of your some Mozart music recorded earlier when you performed with this orchestra.
Yes, and I'm so delighted to be back. Maestro Lorenzo Muti and the orchestra are phenomenal, such a treasure in this area, and really enjoy my collaborations with them. So this is from the first movement of the Mozart Concerto in D, which is one of the staples of my repertoire. I think Mozart and Bach are some of the greatest flute music, some of the most difficult to play, and some that is just really a lifetime project of returning to.
Well, it's great stuff. A pleasure to have you on the program. We're going to leave everybody with a little music from that. But first, Mimi, thank you so much for being on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me, Frank. So nice to meet you.
Mimi Stillman performs with the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Carolina Theater in Durham. She is flutist Mimi Stillman, founding artistic director of Dolce Suono. Her latest album is American Canvas. You can find out all the information at our website, stateofthings.org. Once again, here's a clip from Mimi Stillman with her 2016 performance with the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. This is Mozart's Concerto in D for flute and orchestra, the first movement.
Thank you. Thank you.